Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Isn't it about time you stop sneaking around?
I wasn't sneaking around. I thought I heard mice in my socks.
About time you stop sleeping with that doll.
Me sleeping with a doll? What doll? Where do you see a doll?
Right here, you're sleeping with this doll.
Are you accusing me of sleeping in that drawer?
You're the only one in the family who could. Give me this ratty old thing. You trying to tell me I'm dreaming this?
I'm giving it my best shot.
I got your age sleeping with a doll. I can't believe it.
Good. We can forget the whole thing. Home is my best friend. We've been together since I was a little kid. He stuck with me when I had the mumps. What did you ever do for me?
I gave you the mumps. Kept you out of school 2 whole weeks.
Okay, I owe you one disease. Let's just forget I sleep with a doll. Nobody knows.
You calling me a nobody?
Yeah, and nobody better tell nobody.
There you go, dear.
Thanks, Mrs. Gant.
Good morning, Mrs. Garrett.
Good morning, Mr. Drummond.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning. Well, Kimberly, what's all this?
Oh, our school's having a charity sale, and all the students are donating things.
Oh.
I put you down for something, Daddy.
Oh? Like what?
Like anything you'd like to give. Can be old or new.
I wish I was still married.
Why is that?
I donate my old husband.
Hey, you can have my old golf clubs. The last time I played golf, the caddy suggested I take up bowling. He said the balls are harder to lose.
Thank you, Daddy. I'll take them. Mrs. Garrett, do you have something you'd like to donate to charity?
Yeah, I got something for you. I'll donate my black wig. I gave it up because everyone thought I was Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Mrs. Garrett. Good morning, Waffles. It's a lovely day, and I'm so sorry you can't be around long enough to enjoy it.
Hey, what's Kimberly doing? Running away from home?
Looks like she's doing it the smart way. After breakfast. Oh, thanks.
Ooh. Kimberly is collecting old things for a charity sale at her school.
Yeah, I'm counting on you guys to donate something you don't need.
Will you take Willis?
I have an old pair of sneakers you can have. They're so old they ran out of sneak.
Come on, Arnold. You must have something you want to get rid of.
Yeah, I'd like to give some poor, deserving kid my next 2 years of school.
Hey, Arnold. What about that beat-up doll you sleep with?
Doll? Who sleeps with a doll? What doll? And who's that doll?
The one you keep in the dresser drawer.
The one with the yellow hat?
Nobody knows, huh?
You told me.
I didn't open my mouth.
Then your mouth has a real bad leak.
Listen, Arnold, I didn't tell. You must have said something about Homer.
No, I didn't. I have secrets I don't even tell myself.
Hey, Arnold, where are you going?
I'm not hungry. You can get my waffles to charity.
Hey, come here, Arnold. Look, now, you don't need to feel embarrassed just because you sleep with a doll. Kimberly used to do that.
Sure, it was the kind that cried real tears. Dad used to think I wet the bed.
Arnold, I never told this to anybody before, but I slept with a doll until I was in my late 20s.
You did?
Mm-hmm. It was a little owl, and every night I'd squeeze it, and it would say, ooh, ooh. And I'd answer, anybody, anybody.
You see, Arnold, there's no reason for you to feel bad. You're just not old enough yet to give up your doll. You'll do it when you're ready.
I am so old enough. I give up that ratty old doll.
Like Mr. Drummond said, Arnold, you don't have to.
Well, I want to, and I'm giving it up. I'm a big boy now, Miss Garrett. I like a double order of waffles and a beer to go.
Boys, what's the matter here?
Somebody stole my doll.
Would you cool it, Arnold? You know, Homer ain't missing.
What you talking about?
Willis gave me Homer for charity.
Who said you could give my doll away?
Now, Arnold, this morning at breakfast in front of everybody, you said that you were a big boy now and that you were giving Homer up.
Don't you guys know when a little kid is bluffing to save his reputation?
Arnold, you're going to end up a 35-year-old man with a wife, two kids, and a doll?
You can have my wife and two kids. I just want my doll.
Arnold, Arnold, this is easily solved. Kimberly, give him back his doll. We can all go to bed.
I wish I could, Daddy, but Homer was sold this afternoon.
You sold Homer? I think my heart just stopped.
Kimberly, first thing tomorrow, I want you to go and buy Homer back.
From who, Daddy? It was just some man.
Maybe they'll have his name and address at the charity sale.
That's right. Charities are tax deductible. Maybe he bought Homer with a check.
A check for 10 cents?
You saw my best friend for 10 cents?
We were asking 15, but he talked us down.
Poor Homer. Sold to a cheapskate.
Oh, Arnold, don't give up hope. Tomorrow, somehow, we'll find Homer. Now, off to bed.
How am I gonna fall asleep tonight?
Oh, don't worry, you'll be able to fall asleep.
No, I won't. Without Homer, I'll only be able to fall awake.
Arnold, I'll buy you another doll to sleep with.
I can't sleep with another doll. What kind of guy you think I am?
All
Arnold, you can sleep without Homer.
Never. Sleeping without a Homer is like eating a breakfast cereal that don't crackle and pop up your nose.
Oh, come on.
Poor Homer. He never slept without me.
Arnold, could you try sleeping without Homer for one night?
Well, I'll try sleeping without Homer. But it ain't easy quitting cold turkey.
You can do it. Good night, Arnold. Good night, Willis.
Good night, Mr. Drummond.
Good night, guys.
Lights out.
Arnold, don't talk to me.
Listen, Arnold. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. You know, we're brothers.
I'd rather be total strangers.
Man, I didn't do it on purpose.
You still did it.
Yeah, but only because you said yourself this morning you were giving that doll up. In front of everybody.
Morris, I said that for them, not us.
How am I supposed to know that?
Willis, you better stand up for the rest of your life or you'll be sitting on your brains.
And now, back to the Late Late Show.
One move and I'll bean you.
Mrs. Garrett, it's me.
Oh.
No fair, your bat's bigger than mine.
Oh, I thought it was a prowler. Oh, thank goodness I didn't hit you over the head. Tomorrow's payday.
We're wasting our time. Hey, Al, there's gotta be a safe around here someplace.
Okay, okay.
Look out for that lamp.
What was that?
Tommy, don't bump into anything else.
All right, all right. Let's find that safe.
We're being robbed. You take the bat.
I'm better with a phone. I'll call the police.
Hey! Don't throw another
thing. Are you all right?
Thank goodness they didn't see you.
Who?
The burglars.
Burglars? I had to come up here from Harlem to get ripped off?
I hear something about used cars.
Used cars?
That crazy Sam, the used car man.
Arnold, is the television set on in there?
Yeah, I couldn't sleep.
You little devil. I'll turn off the set.
Hey, what's going on down here?
What's all the noise about?
Oh, nothing much. Arnold can't sleep, so he woke up the TV to keep him company.
I'm telling you, I can't sleep without Homer. The monsters are getting me.
You're a big boy. There are no monsters in your room.
You never heard Willis snore.
Oh, well, as long as we're all up, why don't we have a party?
Oh, boy! I'll get my harmonica.
Hold it, Tiger. There's not going to be any party, and we are all going to bed, and that includes you, and that is an order.
All right, if you say so, Mr. Drummond.
I do.
But I'm telling you this. Without Homer, I may never sleep again.
Of course you will. Arnold, I'm going to take you up to your room. I'm going to put you in your bed. I'm going to fluff up your pillow. And then I'm going to tuck you in all nice and snugly. And then you know what's going to happen?
Yeah. I'll be staring at the ceiling for the rest of my life.
Get up.
He will keep you from harm till you're once more in my arms.
Well, that didn't work. What else have you got?
Arnold, it is 6 o'clock in the morning and none of us has slept a wink.
Don't get mad at me. I didn't give Homer away. Easy, I'll snatch her.
How can I get to be the only child?
Arnold, why don't you try counting sheep again?
Oh, I already counted 2,000 of them wool heads. I even sheared some of them and cut them up into lamb chops.
I got an idea. Okay, Arnold shuts his eyes and counts backwards for 100.
Well, what does that do?
It'll give me a chance to get behind him and belt him over the head.
Please, Willis, no violence. Unless it's absolutely necessary.
Please, Arnold. The sun will soon be up.
If there's any way you can stop it, I help you.
Why not try some warm milk?
Oh, I love warm milk.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Especially with bacon and eggs and pancakes. Let's all have breakfast. Oh.
Yes, well, I'm very concerned about Arnold, Doctor. I know that you told me he'd eventually fall asleep, Doctor, but that was 2 days ago. The rest of us that are falling apart, Arnold's just fine. My daughter's getting wrinkled. She's only 13. Yes, I'll call you later, Doctor, if we survive. If we don't, Arnold will call you. Goodbye.
What'd the doctor say?
Same as before. Not to worry. Arnold will eventually fall asleep on his own.
I have this horrible feeling that he'll be collecting Social Security by then.
Well, I had an idea. I've hired a private detective. I'll get it. Drummond? Yes?
Miles Monroe, Private Eye.
Oh, yes, please, come in. Why didn't you use the front door?
I thought it'd be safer to come up the back. You never can tell who's watching a building. You know what I mean? Miles Monroe, Private Eye.
Garrett, housekeeper.
Mr. Monroe is going to help us find Arnold's dog.
It's worth a shot.
Shot? Who's been shot?
No. Just a figure of speech.
Hey, look, Drummond. I charge $200 a day plus expenses. Take it or leave it.
That's all right. This is a very unusual case. I want you to find a doll.
Well, you came to the right guy. Monroe's the name. Finding dolls is the game. Okay. Now, what's this doll's name?
Homer.
Kinky. Now, what was the doll wearing?
Kind of a raggedy blue thing.
With a little yellow hat.
Yeah.
Where was this doll last seen?
Sleeping with my son.
All right. How old is your son?
8 years old.
Are you putting me on, Drummond? Even Burt Reynolds waited till he was 10.
You don't seem to understand. My son's doll was given away, and I'm hiring you to find it.
Now, wait a minute. Are we talking about a stuffed doll with fake eyes? Ordinary kind of doll that kids play with?
That's right.
Well, now this case is getting interesting.
Here's a picture of Arnold and Homer.
Which one's Homer?
The little one with the fake eyes.
Oh, I gotcha. So, the other one, the tall one, is the real kid.
Well, naturally.
I just wanted to show you're not dealing with some loser from the Gong Show.
It's vital that you find this doll, Mr. Monroe. Now, it was bought by somebody at a charity sale at this address.
Okay, now who bought it?
We don't know, just some man.
That narrows it down to only half of New York. Got any other clues?
No, that's all, I'm afraid. Every effort we made to find the doll ended in a dead end.
That's all? Who do you think I am, Drummond, the Pink Panther?
Please help the poor child. There must be something you can do about it.
Look, Mr. Monroe, I can't tell you how important it is that my son get his doll back. Now, he has not slept in 2 days.
Hey, Drummond, what's the big deal? Why don't you just buy the kid a new doll?
No, we tried that. They don't make them anymore.
Let me think. Well, I sure wish he'd lost a cat.
Cat?
Yeah, I never have any trouble finding cats. I have this old suit that smells like fish.
Now, look, Mr. Monroe.
Okay, wait a minute. Just let me think.
I got it. We'll blow up this picture. I'll have an exact duplicate made of the doll. Yeah. We'll give it to the kid. He'll never know the difference. He's off to dreamland and the case is closed.
That's a great idea. Oh,
Mr. Monroe, I could kiss you.
That'll cost you extra, baby. Oh, look, Drummond, can you remember any identifying marks on the doll, like a birthmark or a mole?
I seem to remember a spot of strawberry jam right on the left elbow.
Yeah, sometimes Arnold would wake up with Homer stuck to his ear.
I'm hungry again.
Here's my son, Mr. Monroe. How you doing, Homer?
That's Arnold.
This man is going to find your doll, Arnold. He's a detective.
Oh, boy, a real private eye.
That's right, kid. Monroe's the name. Finding dolls is my game. I'll have Homer back here before the night's over.
Don't worry, I'll be up.
Well, we are.
Well, kid, I gotta hit the pavement. Pound a lot of shoe leather before the night's over. Keep in touch, okay, kid? See you, Drummond.
Thanks for hiring that guy to find Homer, Mr. Drummond. Now I feel a lot better.
Good. Now that we're gonna get Homer back, how about taking a nap?
Nah. I got a better idea. Let's go jogging. I'm a 747.
Arnold, even a 747 has to land sometimes.
I'll get it. Hello?
It's the door.
Goodbye.
Evening, Drummond.
Did you get it?
Well, did you find Homer?
One thing at a time, kid. Recognize anything in that picture?
Yeah, that's me. Homer.
This kid doesn't miss a trick.
Well, did you find him? Did you find him?
Miles Monroe. Oh, he's got his doll, kid.
Well, isn't there anything you want to say to Mr. Monroe, Arnold?
Yeah, this ain't my doll.
What are you talking about, Arnold?
This ain't Homer.
Uh-huh. It looks like Homer to me.
It looks like Homer, but it ain't Homer.
Oh, Arnold, how can you tell?
When a guy sleeps with a doll for 8 years, he gets to know.
Tough luck, Drummond. Because that's 200 clams down the old toilet.
Well, thanks anyway. Stop by my office tomorrow. My secretary will have a check for you.
I'm sorry about the kid. That's the trouble with being a private eye. It's so emotionally involved with the kids.
You're right, Arnold. This isn't your doll, and I'm sorry that I tried to trick you. I only did it because it's impossible to find Homer again, and we're also worried because you hadn't slept.
Homer's gone forever.
Listen, Arnold. I know it's hard, but sometimes in life, we have to say goodbye to things. Even things that we love a lot. That's part of growing up. But you don't have to have a doll or anything else to hold on to feel secure and to help you go to sleep. You're surrounded by people that love you. And that's the greatest security there is.
Hey, everybody, I can see you.
Now the world don't move. just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Let alone come to, they got nothing but the genes. They got different strokes and things, different strokes and things, different strokes to move the world. Different strokes and things, different strokes and things, different strokes.